A VPR and 7 days investigation over the past several weeks has uncovered instances of inadequate care, neglect, and 5 untimely deaths at Vermont's assisted living and residential care homes. These are state-licensed facilities that are home to over 3,000 Vermonters. Throughout this series, we've heard and read reporting by VPR's Emily Corwin and Derek Brower of 7 Days. But at the heart of this project is a database of the complaints and citations given to elder care homes over 5 years. And that database was built by Andrea Suazo of 7 Days. And Andrea is here now to talk more about it. Hi there.
Hi.
So you went out and made public records requests to get all of these complaints and citations a number of months ago at this point, right? What made you want to go out and get that data from the state?
I had seen some reporting on the state-regulated facility system from other states. And after the state put the Pillsbury homes into receivership because of inadequate management, it really got me wondering about what the scope of this system was and what was happening on the regulatory side. So I started kind of figuring out what the documentation would be and then just started sending out public records requests in January.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
So January of this year, you start asking the state for records around elder care homes. How quickly did that process come together in terms of getting the data that the state had?
It took a while, and some of it was kind of figuring out how those records were structured and what we were really going to want. The complaint records that we got were in some places heavily redacted, but did give us a lot of stories to work on and let us pick out the trends that were happening across the industry.
Right. So from these records, that's where a lot of sources were found for the reporting that we've been hearing in this Worse for Care series, right? And it's also the basis for this elder care navigator that you've made that's on the 7 Days website, where people can search different elder care homes and see records around them. So if someone's going on this website right now, what kind of information can they find about elder care homes?
You can search by type of residence. You can search by capacity, how many people can live there, by town, by county. And then once you hop over to a facility, you can see every inspection the state has done in the past 5 years, any citations that they've gotten. We created a system so that we could kind of quantify the severity of the citations homes had gotten based on a federal system used for nursing homes. So we sort of adapted it. That was a way for us to show how a home's citations compared to other homes that we were looking at.
So if someone is using this elder care navigator to look up specific homes, say they have a loved one that they want to place in an elder care home around Vermont, are there any red flags or things they should really be looking for in terms of inspections and citations that a home may have received?
It's hard for us as non-experts to say any given home is good or bad. We pulled out every citations and we made the inspection reports searchable, and you can click through and actually see the report that the state generated. If you click through to the inspection reports, you can sort of get a feel for whether it's one isolated incident that really, something went wrong, but it's not systemic. Or you can get a sense of like this facility has repeatedly failed to come in line with state policies. We have 5.7 years worth of inspection reports. We think that it sort of starts to give a good idea of over the course of those years, whether a home has been able to be in line with the state regulations. We don't think that regulation says everything about a home. There are many, many things that go into whether a place is a good place to live, but this is data that the state has that was extremely hard to find before. And so we want people to be able to be informed consumers and find out what the citations were for, how many there have been, how severe they were.
Andrea Suazo is a data editor with 7 Days. You can find the Elder Care Navigator at eldercare.7daysvt.com. Andrea, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much.